All right, and welcome back to A Dicey Experience. My name's Jason Sketch. I am your DM. With me is the three pirates of pirates. We have a lazy man who is playing
Jean Lafayette, the dashing rogue who is now father to a drake.
Or so he hopes.
Yeah, we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Then we have Meerkat playing
Lucas Findwehr, the normal-looking human cleric.
And last but not least, Dolan,
who is playing Crew Saipan, or resident warlock, we're told.
Last time, this crew defeated a giant sea serpent and walked away with two eggs from its cove. They've tied one egg to the mast, but another one has awoken our young Paragon rogue and has claimed it as, well, his father. We also had a small encounter with Crew and his patron, who is Guram Van Doon, also known as Hade the Fearless. And, yes, they set up on their journey, and they're about a half day's travel now to the island of Fetter Call, one their captain has claimed is filled with goblins and kobolds. The ship's still a little wet from the day before, but it's starting to dry. You've had your breakfast meal. What did you prepare for this lovely morning, Lucas?
Well, since we had a rough night with the storm, I'm going to make a hearty bowl of porridge for everybody. Except I'm going to put in some special spices just to bump it up a notch.
Perfect. The porridge goes over well. The captain every once in a while looks through it trying to find meat, but hopes it's just at the bottom of the bowl.
Captain?
Yes? Yes?
Just eat your porridge.
I thought hope was in the bottom of the bottle.
Ah. I haven't found her either. Poor thing. He kind of stares off in the distance for a little while.
Maybe you left her in Tortoon.
Maybe we forgot someone.
Yes, I say we go back to Tortoon and try and find her.
Ah, we're so close to Fetter Call. It'll only take a moment. Perhaps we can go to Tortoon afterwards.
Why do you want to go back to Tortoon?
I miss the dry land.
Why did you get on the ship in the first place?
I was forced onto the ship.
By who?
A gang of ruffians.
Ruffians? Pushed you on to a pirate's boat.
They thought it was going to be some kind of big gag or something. Just a bunch of people trying to look tough.
How much money do you owe them?
None that I'm aware of. But there was this one night. The details got a little hazy.
I think we've all been there before. Well, if the tales Nadar has been telling us are true and we can find this treasure map, might be able to pay off your debts tenfold.
Ah, yes. Speaking of which, he rolls out a map and lays it out on the table. You see before you kind of an island that's shaped like a heart, not your cartoon-drawn heart, more like your human heart. In the middle, there's a blood vessel that goes between the island, in the middle of the island. It almost seems to split the island in two. Looks like a stream large enough for your ship to be able to travel through it. On the map, on each individual island thing, there is a red X marked. The map's in one of these two locations. On the right little island, he's got Goblin written. On the left little island, he's got Kobold written. The island itself is split into two. The Kobolds live on this side, and the Goblins live on that side. As you can see, the blue X right here in the middle, that's a spot we can dock on Goblin side, and this bright green X we can dock on the Kobold side. Which side do you think might have our map that we seek?
Aren't goblins a little bit smarter than kobolds? They would probably have the map.
You think we should dock on the goblin side?
Makes sense to me.
All right.
If I recall correctly, goblins do tend to value certain items, trinkets, things like a map might be intriguing to them, whereas kobolds are typically distracted more by shiny things. I doubt they would have much interest in a map.
Make a good point. I had not considered that. I am dragonborn, and I like shiny things, and kobolds descend from the same line, so I imagine you are correct. But maps do lead to shiny things.
This is correct. It just depends on who the kobolds have leading them.
But would they be able to put two and two together?
That is a curious question. I am not sure. I have not been to this island in some time.
You've been before?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a preference to which side?
Well, the last time we were here, the kobolds weren't too fond of us, so perhaps the goblins may be a tad bit easier to deal with in finding our map. They are tribal in nature, both of them, so...
Will we be able to communicate with either one of them?
Yes, they speak common.
You have more of a rapport with either of them?
No. Unfortunately, no. It's been, 25 years since I've been here, give or take?
Is there anything that we should be aware of that happened 25 years ago that could possibly come back and bite us?
No, not that I can remember. Scrapes the bottom of the bones. Still no meat.
Might I suggest both of these beings having a propensity for greed might be in our best interest in our negotiations if it comes to that, that we do not mention that we are looking for a map, but instead bring things to trade with them and see what they have to offer. Because if we mention that we're after a map, it may end up costing us much greater than if we simply come across it by happenstance.
What would you have to offer the goblins?
We have various assorted goods down in the hold, mostly food. There might be something that strikes their fancy.
Do we have anything shiny in the storage? Or perhaps, Captain, do you have any in your quarters that we could use to trade?
Oh, I have nothing. I've got glass bottles, empty glass bottles. Those can shine if you wash them right. Lucas has made my cutlery sparkle a little more than it usually does.
Can I insight check on his hoard and his cabin?
Yeah.
19.
You feel like he's got a couple things in his room that he's just not willing to share.
He sleeps on a pile of gold.
And underneath it are 6 Drake eggs.
Soon to be 7.
So, how far away from the island are we?
And he points to the window, and you can see it, and it's about 2 hours ride, give or take.
I am going to head back to my room step until we get there.
All right. Sounds good. Is everything... Have you checked with your charge, your ward? What should I call you? John, you are in charge of him.
I think for everyone's sake, perhaps he should just call me Jean. No need to put labels on it.
Have you checked with your Jean? A little odd to say it that way, but you know.
My Jean.
That's what you prefer.
My Jean gives me the run.
Don't say it that way. My Jean, my Jean.
He seems to let me do what I want to do.
I see.
So I just turn and walk.
And has he been doing his duties?
I turn to Nadar and I say, we've been managing fine with the 3 of us. Now that there are 4, Bull seems very independent and very large. I do not wish to displease him. Things could turn bad.
Fair enough.
He's expressed serious interest in returning to Tortune, and for now he's happy enough to go along with us. I don't wish to upset that balance, just to cut down on my daily load.
Alright, as long as he's not slacking. Once a crew, you gotta do your crew duties.
I've got it under control. Your quartermaster is doing his job.
Very well.
So as crew is leaving... is anybody following him?
No. The captain, you look in behind you, he's re-pouring another thing, a bowl of stew, or porridge. He's hoping for some meat in this pour. I'm not sure about the other two.
So, crew is going to try and sneak into the captain's quarters.
Okay.
Is the door locked?
It is. You remember seeing a key around his neck?
I do have some thieves' tools, so I'm going to attempt to pick the lock on the captain's door.
Okay. Go for it.
It's a six.
They snap right before you feel like the lock was about to be finished being picked.
Dang it. I'm going to just, like, try and... I don't want to break the door. I'm going to scoff and head back to my room.
Alright. Sounds good.
Is there any kind of window or opening on the door that I could use to try and peek inside the room? See what's inside?
Not the door itself. You know there's a big, large window behind the ship. Kind of like Captain Hook's boat. Peter Pan.
Not worth it. I'm going to head back to my room.
Alright. Anything else y'all want to do?
I'm going to get fed up with the captain pouting over his porridge, and I'm going to cook him a quick, like, piece of meat and then just kind of throw it on top.
Attaboy, Lucas. He slaps you on the back.
Yeah, okay.
And he begins to chow down. Hi, well, hello there, podcast listeners. My name is Jason Sketch, and I am the DM for a piratey campaign known as The Fates. Thank you for joining me for the middle bit of a dicey experience. Man the stays, hoist the sails, and hold on for dear life. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Hey, lazy man. Lazy man, did I say that correctly? Lazy man. we are absolutely honored to have you all join us week after week in our crazy adventure. It has been a blast to put together and produce this project. We're blown away that we've crested over 100 listens this last week. That is incredible! We didn't think we would have 20 listens at this point, so that's fantastic. Over 100? That's amazing! Thank you, guys! We do hope to continue to grow and develop this epic campaign. However, we need your help, and there's several different ways you can help us with that. First, please rate and review our podcast. Most platforms let you rate podcasts, but not all of them will let you leave a review. I know that Apple Podcasts and Podcast Addict let you guys leave reviews. Please leave us your reviews. We want to hear your feedback and get to know you guys and get to know what your thoughts are about our campaign and how we can improve what we do. We want to get better. Secondly, follow us on Twitter at Dicey Experience and on Instagram at A Dicey Experience. We would love to hear from you there. The more you retweet and share our Instagram stuff, the more folks are going to know about us and join listening into our stories. That would be a huge help to us. The best way for any podcast to grow is through word of mouth, so sharing our podcast out with your friends and your family is going to be a huge help. The more friends you tell about us, the more folks that will join us. And we appreciate all your help in helping to spread the word about A Dicey Experience. Speaking of Twitter, I am needing a few cool ideas for some epic magic items for our pirates. If you've got some epic ideas, please tweet them at us with the hashtag #ADiceyFate. Again, the hashtag is #ADiceyFate. I would love to see all of your ideas and hopefully utilize them in the campaign. Thank you all for your patience with episode 4. We had a crazy month and we just fell behind. We should be back into our regularly scheduled bi-weekly cast. Just be watching our Twitter for any notifications of anything, have any of that changing again in the future. It shouldn't be happening, but, you know, life happens. If you're looking to get to know us better, or just see more epic content, come check out my Twitch channel. That's www.twitch.tv/JasonSketch, J-A-C-E-N, Sketch. I've been streaming for over 5 years now, and I've been doing a lot of Pokemon Legend Arceus recently, and I'm also playing through Kingdom Hearts. I'm almost done with Chain of Memories, and I'll be moving into Kingdom Hearts 2 soon, so if you are wanting to see somebody that's checking out that game for the first time, come watch my podcast. Come watch my Twitch. I'd love to see you guys there. Most of the guys from the cast hang out in my chat, so you can get to know them better through just chatting with them over the stream as well. All right, well, the wind is blowing and the seas are getting rough. Batter down the hatches, because the storms are coming in. It must be getting time for us to return to A Tale of the Fates. I'll see you all there. Arrgh. You're sailing towards the island, and you start moving into that cracked space. You get about halfway. What?
Nothing. We're just sailing right into the crack.
You're sailing between the two island pieces. And get about halfway down, hear some commotion coming from outside. You get to look up, and there's goblins and kobolds at the edge. And over your boat, they're firing spears at each other and bows, and they're yelling and screaming in their own tongues at each other. There's rocks flying overhead. Y'all do anything in particular?
Are they aiming at us or aiming at, like, each other across the bay?
They're aiming at each other across the bay.
I'd say we keep going.
Are they above us?
If there's any kind of, like, I don't know, lid or something, I'll hold that above my head just to make sure.
All right.
Nothing loose comes down on me.
Crew's gonna crawl up into the eagle's nest because he doesn't think that they'd be able to reach up there throwing stuff.
Y'all are sailing along, and this seems to continue along the way. There'll be spurts of nothing happening, and the next spurt you'll hear this kind of commotion happening again. At one point, you hear the goblins begin to panic and scream. You hear a thing madly, a little crazily. But when you look in that direction, you don't see a goblin actually doing that. All the goblins panic and begin to run into the brush. It's very green, very lush area. You get your bamboo kind of growing, as well as palm trees and some large green trees as well. The kobolds kind of look at each other confused, and they make a cheer like they've won the battle, and go back off into their brushed area as well.
From my vantage point, do I see anything large that would have, like, frightened them off?
No. Make a perception check for me.
That's a 4.
Nah, not at all. You can't really tell what might have caused that panic. You're spending a lot of time looking at the kobold side, and nothing on the kobold side would have made you be concerned to run for your life either. It's just kobolds throwing rocks and spears and arrows and a couple of them clatter onto your boat. You can kind of collect those, but they're not doing any damage to you or the boat. Didn't look like any goblins died that time. In fact, they had killed the kobold or two before they ran off in a panic.
Do I see the captain?
Yeah, he's focusing hard on the helm. There's an arrow through his captain's hat. He doesn't seem to have noticed just yet.
Captain!
Yes!
What the hell is going on?
The kobolds and the goblins don't like each other.
Well, obviously.
Okay.
But why did the... Do you know why those goblins would have ran off like that? Or what that crazy laughter was?
I don't have any clue what would cause them to laugh in such a way or panic or anything like that. I didn't even hear any laughter.
Am I the only one that heard laughter?
No, definitely not.
Perhaps one of the goblins said a joke and caused them all to laugh and leave. Looks like, at least here, a couple of the kobolds died. They were probably making fun of them and left. A few time or something.
It didn't seem like a joyful flea.
Well, I'm sorry. You're the one at the crow's nest. I ask you to pay attention and keep track. I'm focusing on this. He slams against the wall. On the helm. Somebody crawl over the edge and make sure I didn't scratch the poor baby.
I'm just going to pop my head over the side and look to see if there's any damage.
Roll perception check.
9.
Hey, that's one of your better ones. There's a scratch, but it looked like a gash.
It's a bit scuffed, sir.
We'll have to fix that.
I'd just like to point out that I believe the only times our ships have been damaged, you've been the one at the wheel.
He just glares at you for a second. Don't you have a charge to go check on?
I look up at the crow's nest and I say, look out for more laughter.
Aye, aye, John. And then I end up just like waving down at everybody.
Are you doing the princess wave?
Exactly.
Right. Thank you for being here today.
I love having an audience.
you dock on the... It's kind of... It's not an actual dock. It's more like a sandbar kind of sticking out. You kind of pull the ship ashore and... All right, well... We're on the goblin side. Perhaps we can start climbing up the cliff and making our way in. Make sure the egg is tied down. We don't want anybody coming to steal it.
Lucas, or I suppose Bull, either of you know any magical constraints that might be able to do better than some ropes that could be cut?
I do not. In fact, I'm not even good at tying knots. And I, like, attempt to tie something and it just, like, falls apart.
I've seen something like that at a magic show.
Ta-da!
I don't, but I'll try my best. And I'll... You mentioned that it was loose in the last episode, so I'll try and, like, tighten it up again.
Okay. Now make a survival check.
I'll give him a hand and help.
Alright, roll a d10.
6.
Plus 7.
Yeah. It's,
looser.
You know. You're getting a little confused there, Lucas, and the hair god comes up and just shakes his head, his whiskers kind of rub against your face a little bit while he's helping you readjust the rope. The captain takes his key, he locks the hallway so we can't get back into that hallway space, and nods his head and, alright, well, are you ready to go ashore?
Have we collected things to trade with?
Have we? That was y'all's task.
I don't have anything to trade.
Seeing as I didn't plan on staying on the ship, I didn't bring any personal effects with me to trade.
Well, you're reading a book yesterday. Have you not finished that yet?
That's going to be a long read.
Ah.
John is the quartermaster. He should know.
But I do pat my satchel as I'm talking about the book.
Okay.
Might be wise to leave any personal effects on the ship. I mean, there's quite a few of them. If we can agree to a trade, then we'll fetch anything that they like.
Fair enough. Right, so we're going into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
I'm also going to take my ring and put it in my satchel so that it's not out.
Okay, sounds good. Captain straps his sword and shield back in their proper places, and he's got that cauldron strapped to his side and throws his coat back on. Alright, well, I'm ready if you all are. Or would you like to venture out and do this on your own? Have me here and watching the ship.
Since you are the one with knowledge of the island, I'm pretty sure you need to come with.
All right.
Yes, I assume you have some idea what the map should look like as well. It's possible they might have 5 or 10.
I've only heard of this map. I've never actually seen it.
Fair enough. So, let's venture in.
We can batten down the hatches, lock them, and ensure the ship is secure.
All right. All that is taken care of, then. Y'all get off the boat, start climbing the cliff face. It's kind of got some switchbacks to it. About 3 or 4, eventually make your way to the top. Find yourself in a bamboo forest. Pulls out the map, and he kind of pulls his compass out, and he goes, oh, all right, we need to start heading south, southeast. Anyone want to lead the way?
I will.
Who's going to watch the back?
I guess I can.
Perfect. Lucas and I will travel in the middle, then. Start following.
Lucas is... not so much going to pay attention to where everyone's going, but he is going to be on the lookout for any new or exciting plants or animals that he can gather along the way.
Okay. Yeah. Roll a nature check.
12.
There's lots of good bamboo. There's a strange orange fruit that looks like a hexagon in shape. You can crack it open, and it's kind of got, like, the consistency of a gusher on the inside.
I break it open, and it gets all over my hands. I'm like, and we'll wipe it. I gather another one and put it in my pouch.
Oh, well, that's good stuff. You wasted a paragon fruit.
Paragon.
Yes.
And I'll gather that, and I'm going to gather some bamboo as well.
Okay. There's some parrots flying overhead, but nothing, you know, no animals that really scurry nearby that you wouldn't... have already eaten or recognized before.
Okay.
Eventually, you kind of make your way into a thicker part of the forest and hear some whispers around you.
Do we see anything? Maybe where all the whispers are coming from?
You can make a perception check.
20?
Yeah. Yeah, there's the goblins look like they're hiding. Trying to hide behind the trees. But you know how kids will hide behind the wall and peek their head around?
Yeah.
It's kind of the opposite, where their head's kind of hiding behind the tree, but their butts are still sticking up. So yeah, about 5 or 6 goblins that are whispering in each other in Goblinese that are, you know, just there.
I just kind of look around at everybody else and, like, y'all see this too, right?
John nods.
Yep.
He's got his flintlock out, and it's not pointed at anything. Hand on the rapier, just in case.
Does anybody speak goblin?
Nope.
Nah.
Okay. Can I hear them mumbling back and forth a little bit? Do you guys approach? Do you just kind of stand there? They don't look like they have their bows drawn or anything. It looks like they're just kind of hiding.
I'm going to walk up to the goblin nearest me and say very slowly, "Do you speak common?" And I'm going to gesture very wildly with my hands as I do so.
He jumps back in surprise, draws his scimitar, and he slashes at you. Oh wow. 22 hits.
Correct? Does hit, yes.
Oh. He does 7 points of slashing damage against you. And right after he does that, the laugh echoes through the jungle again. All the goblins panic. The one that slashed you drops his scimitar and they start to run in opposite directions. And it's kind of a...
As he slashes me, I'm just going to scream, "What the hell, man?" And start, like, I guess, chasing after him.
Okay. Who takes off in the brush after the goblin that slashed at him. What do you guys do?
Crew, what are you doing? Get back here.
Who's crew?
Paul, get back here.
John is scanning the tree lines in the bushes, trying to pinpoint the laughing sound.
Okay. You can make a perception check.
He's got his flintlock out pointed in front of him.
Crew is fading. Fading. Fading.
I'm not running after him.
Okay. Crew disappears into the brush.
9 on perception.
9. It's kind of hard to tell, but you can tell it's louder on the southern side of the forest than it is on the northern side of the forest.
Okay. So no idea.
Correct.
Do I still see the goblin?
Oh yeah, you're chasing after him pretty well. You turn around, your group is gone. But your goblin that you've been chasing is definitely still in front of you. There's like another one that's running right by him, and they're both kind of screaming and running and kind of seem to be in a panic.
So as I'm running after the goblin, I'm going to cast Sacred Flame at them.
Okay. Go ahead and make the attack.
That's a 15.
That hits. Oh, no, it does not. Sorry.
Oh.
It skirts right off of him. Right off his back there. The other one that's running next to him panics, sees the flash of magic hit him, and takes off running east, far away, as fast as he can, away from the goblin that just got hit. That goblin panics, even though he did not get damaged by it. He falls flat on his face, buries his face in the dirt in front of him, and just begins to shake and tremble.
I'm going to walk up to him, kind of grab him, and pin his arms behind him. And I'm assuming since I'm bigger than him, I can just kind of pick him up, and I'm going to carry him back.
Sure, let's do a strength v strength roll.
11.
You got a 10, so yeah, you're able to. He fights, and it's just a fight. He's panicking, he's freaking out, he's sweating, but you're able to pick him up and carry him back towards the rest of the crew. Do y'all wait for Bull to show back up, or do y'all keep going forward?
No, after like, I don't know, 30 seconds of him running in the forest, I kind of turn to Lucas and Nadar and say, "Well, a fine addition for a few days. Onward."
You think so? I think we shouldn't let him wander off in this woods too far by himself. Lucas?
Should we just stay here? Maybe we can call out, see if he comes back.
Yeah, give him a quick call.
Ball!
Do I hear them?
Yes, you do. That's why you're fighting with the goblin trying to pick him up.
Okay. Gonna follow the voice, their voices back.
Okay. Oh, he's returning. Ha ha! Your charge does love you, Jean.
Well, that's nice, I suppose.
What do you have there?
This is the goblin that attacked me.
Oh, did you get his name?
I haven't had the chance to talk to him. Been struggling the whole time.
Blows a raspberry at you.
And I... and I kind of just, like, drop him on the ground, make sure I'm, like, throwing him hard enough that it's going to hurt. His legs are going to buckle.
Okay. Yeah. He's... Roll a 1d4 for me.
A 2.
Do you want to add your strength to it?
3.
Okay, yeah. 3 points of damage to this goblin. Please, let me go. He's coming.
Who is coming?
The new bug.
The what? The new what?
Bog.
The new bug.
Nilbog.
Yes.
What is the Nilbog?
He comes and he takes... it's goblins. He takes the goblins. Please let me go.
He takes the goblins and what?
I don't know, but I don't want to meet him. No one returns when the Nilbog takes him.
I want to look around the forest and do I see anything approaching or just any rustling or anything?
Nope. Just the new trails that the goblins have made when they were running off in a panic.
Is there a safe place that the Nilbog doesn't come?
Safe place. The cave, maybe. The cave.
Take us to the cave.
Okay. To the cave we go. He kind of starts walking slowly on the trail.
I'm going.
You were already following.
I'm going to follow.
Okay.
I walk up to him and offer him the paragon fruit that I found, and I ask him if he's okay.
Thank you, man. He bites into the hard outer shell. It's surprising. He just gets the juice all over his face, and he starts mumbling in goblin.
Can you tell me more about the Nilbog?
Wears a funny hat, Nilbog. Wears a funny hat, has a cane.
Cane?
Yes.
What is the Nilbog?
Don't know. I just know he has a funny hat and a cane. Takes all the goblins.
How many goblins has he taken?
Like 3, and many before.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, decades. Yes. His laughter's come, and goblins disappear. You hear the laughter echo through the woods. He gets to a panic and starts running, darting into the woods again, leaving a trail of the paragon fruit behind him, not heading towards the cave that you were going towards.
Do I see the cave at all, or are we still pretty much in the jungle?
You're still just in a forest, but the trail that you're on looks like it's heading in a direction of a rock face of some sort. If you look at the map.
Chase, or do we just keep going?
If they're crazy, it might mean they're not watching their own treasure. I'm not particularly worried myself.
Yes, I say we either go to the cave or try and figure out what this gobbledygook thing is.
I say we keep going towards the cave.
All right, we'll head towards the cave then. It's hot, it's sweaty, bugs are starting to fly around. Don't see any more goblins every once in a while. A parrot will fly by, but that laughter you were hearing seems to be gone. The forest itself seems rather quiet. The occasional frog that would burp, or, you know, bees or bugs that would fly by. You start making your way through the dirt path. It's humid, so you're sweating. But you're standing in the middle of Houston in the middle of summer. A large banana tree with its banana leaf kind of hanging down smacks across your face, but it's a good, you know, feels nice because it wipes the sweat off. Eventually find yourself in front of a cave with 2 goblins that are laying on the ground. It looks like they've both been stabbed. They're dead. I think we found a cave.
Can I look at the goblins and see if I can determine what type of blade, or at least what size blade?
Yeah, make an inspection check. Or investigation check.
That's not going to be good. 9.
9. You're starting to try to figure out what the stab wounds were, and you roll them over, and they Both are holding their own knife and have, looks like they've stabbed themselves and run it through their own bodies.
I look up at Nadar and say, well, if they keep this up, might be a pretty easy job.
Does seem unfortunate, but maybe we are lucky. But this is where the map leads, so it's got to be in there somewhere.
Do I see anything in the cave? Does it look pretty deep?
It looks like it does go very deep. It is dark.
Is there a lot of, like, foot traffic, signs of a lot of things going in and out of the cave?
Yeah, make a survival check.
18.
Yeah, there's a lot of goblin footsteps that look like they've kind of gone back and forth, and eventually the surface looks like it becomes rock before it becomes dark. But you definitely see, like, muddy footsteps, goblin, muddy goblin footsteps.
Are there any that look like they'd be bigger than a goblin?
Nope. All goblinish size.
This may be their home.
There isn't any footprints bigger than a goblin, so my guess is this Neobog thing isn't in the cave.
Very well. Let's venture in.
Can I see if the dead goblins have anything on them?
Yeah, there's you can make an investigation check.
A five?
Five. You bend down to, like, look at their waist pouch and see if they have anything there, and as you lean in close, you look at their face for just a brief second, and they've got a creepy Joker smile.
Well, that is just a little disturbing, and I roll them over face down so that we don't have to see that anymore.
distracts you for a moment, but you do find their gold pouch. It's got two or three pieces of gold in them each.
I'll take one pouch for me, and I'll toss the other pouch over to Lucas.
How many gold?
There was just a one pouch.
I don't think I had any coin before this, so...
Oh. Wait, you should have had starter coin.
I'll have to look at that.
Your guild's, your background gives you gold.
Okay.
So, you should have gold from your background. Well, that was very sweet of you to share with the crew.
I do what I can.
Well done, Bull. Seems like you are part of the team. The captain lights his torch and smiles and says, well, let's venture on in then and see what we find.
John takes the lead, pulls out his pistol as always, and is attempting to go as stealthily as possible and scanning everything as he goes.
Crew will take the back. Just want to make sure no goblins try to sneak in behind us.
The captain will be right behind John. I guess that would leave Lucas.
I'll be behind the captain.
You guys venture on in. It's just a dark gray rock face. There's stalagmites and they drip like they normally do. But the weather in here feels a heck of a lot nicer than it does outside. It's a lot cooler. It's a little rank in smell, though. Unfortunately, you do see some dead, like, meats and things that they've eaten. Rats and different things. Skeleton bones and all that fun jazz. You get to a point where you see a small kind of, like, waterfall that falls into a pool of water, drinkable, from what you can tell. You can either follow the pool of water around the right, or you can go up on the left side. It looks like that's this stone-like staircase would go behind the waterfall.
I look to the rest of the crew and I say, up around the waterfall. Does that seem good to you guys?
I'm following your lead.
All right.
Waterfall sounds more fun.
All right. You guys venture on up and it takes you behind this waterfall and kind of walk into a large room. It's got, like, lots of stone tables in the middle of it, and it's like there's kind of a couple of stove ovens in the back of the room. Almost like a place where they'd come and eat.
Are there any other...
As soon as...
No, but, I was going to ask if there's any other doors or anything, but go ahead.
As soon as you step in, you do notice there's about seven goblins in the room. They're all kind of standing around the table in the middle, eating a roasted pig. There are about three doorways in the room, but they're all on the other side. There are torches lighting the room, though, so your torch doesn't seem necessary at this point in time, at least for this room, so the captain does kind of put it out quickly.
Yeah. I make sure to lower my pistol, that way I'm not aiming it at anyone in particular.
Okay.
Do the goblins notice us coming?
Not yet. You have a chance to do what you would like to do. They're busy eating their egg.
We probably don't want to start a fight here. We are definitely outnumbered.
I would agree. I put my pistol away completely and just call out in a friendly voice to the goblins and say, hello, friends. Mind if we share a meal with you?
They all kind of start popping their heads up. Meat kind of hanging out of the side of their mouth, blood on the side of their mouth. And when you look at them, you notice that their faces are all expressionless.
Lucas. Lucas. Lucas.
What?
Lucas?
What?
Do you have any more of that fruit?
I kind of pat myself and I go, I could help you make that pig taste better.
As soon as you say that, Lucas, they all smile and they get that creepy Joker smile on their faces. And they draw their swords. That's what we'll end for the night.
This is gonna get creepy.
It's going to? It's not already there?
Well, it's going to get creepier.
Yeah.